We continue discussing the subject of magic tricks. So in the previous year, we quoted the opinion of the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Shach, the Bach, the Ramah, that seemed to take a very strict approach to magic tricks, Chachmas Adam, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And if we continue looking in contemporary Paiskim, so Rav Ozan Zatzal in the Shas HaTshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Hey Simon Kuf Chav Tes Sif Aleph has a discussion about this, and he says that for sure it's also based on all the Marim Kaimus that we just mentioned. And he brings a Gevaldig Raya. He says that our Gemara here on Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph speaks about the father of Karna, who the Gemara says seems to be who seemed to make Kishuf. And the question is, how could that be? So the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva did that with Rabbi Lezer, that the prophet says, "Aloy Silma Lasos." One is not allowed to learn to do kishuf. Avalomid lahavin lahayis. In order to do kishuf, to know what is considered kishuf, what's osur, what's mutter, that's permitted. Says Rav Ozan Zatzal, if the halacha is that achizis tenayim, magic tricks, a mutter. So asks Rav Ozan, what does the Gemara have to say that was the what he was doing? The Gemara could have said he was doing achizes enayim, and achizes enayim, magic tricks are mutter. It must be that magic tricks are indeed asur. Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal, both in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Yabia Oimer Chelik Hey Yoyredeya Simen Yudalid, as well as Shailos HaTshuvos Yichav Adas Chelik Gimel Simen Samaches, has a discussion about bringing a magician as a batchin, as an entertainer to a wedding, and he also takes a very strict approach based on all of the Marim Kaimus that we've been discussing. It's interesting, and as he concludes in the Shas Chuvas Yichav Adas, Achizas Enayim, magic, I feel like they call us Atnuvas Rizas, even if it's done because it's sleight of the hand or your hand moves quickly. The ancient Kishuv Klal, even though there is no Kishuv involved at all, Asurim and Atayrus Osim and Deraisa, Vos Lassus Ken Gambis Simchas Chos and Kalu Kedoyma. What he means to say is, because he has a discussion there, that apparently there were people that used to have Menhagim, they used to have the custom, that they thought when they come to a wedding, or when it comes to Purim, all Isurim and Mudr, a man is allowed to dress like a woman is allowed to dress like a man, all the things that we know typically usher, there's a heter for simcha. And Rabbi Yosef, in fact, says that when he came to Egypt to be the rabbi in Egypt, he found that that was being done. And he says very strongly, how could you permit these things under any circumstances? So he takes a very strong approach. There is no heter. A very strict approach. There's absolutely no heter. Rav Moshe Feinstein, but the Ritvaz already says that it's hard for him to accept that even though the Rambam says that somebody who does a magic trick is Chayiv Malkus, he says the Rambam is particularly strict, but he holds where it's clear that it's a magic trick that's not being done through kishuf. He says he can't accept that should be considered osur min ha-Torah. not like the Rambam. But what he does want to say is, as we said in our previous year, there is still the concern of Geneva Stas if people don't really understand what's happening. Ramosha, in the Chuvis, Igris Moshe, Yoyrodeya, Chelik Dalid, Simon Yud Gimel, also has a discussion about this whole subject. And Ramosha, as we've been saying in the previous year, quotes Al Gemara, obviously, quotes the Shach with the Stiras HaRambam. That seems that the Rambam, as Ramosha points out, is going to hold that if somebody does a magic trick, he'll be Chayiv Malkus, but if somebody does Kishif, not the Mezid, not the Eidim Basra, won't be Chayiv Malkus. So according to the Rambam, it turns out the halacha is that there may be more of a serious Aveira by magic trick than by Kishif. But then he himself says that he's not that comfortable with this situation. He's not that comfortable saying that it should be Usur. He quotes, he says that since people know that it's just magic and they have this talent, so the halacha is, he wants to say that if the magician will make an announcement, or it's well known that these magicians are not doing kishif, he says, any roi b'zeh shemisa, I can't say it's usur. However, he says, Ramosha, in his tremendous humility, he says that it's hard for him to be makel, given all the paiskim that we've been quoting that are machmer. And therefore, if he had a real shaila, he says, in general, he says he's been at weddings and he saw batchanim at weddings and they didn't necessarily play magic tricks. Therefore, he says, if he would have the ability, whenever such a shaila would come to him, he would be machmer. But he says, if it would be a situation where he had no choice, he doesn't give explanation what such a situation would be, he would, and everybody knows that it's a magic trick, it's not kishif, he would be makel. Apparently, whoever wrote the tshuva to Ramosha wants to make an argument that if in the audience there are children who are perhaps more gullible and they may believe that this indeed does involve some kishif, and therefore we should take a stricter approach. Ramosha says he doesn't believe anybody, he believes that everybody realizes, even children, that this is not anything real, and we shouldn't overdo that concern. So essentially, what Ramosha says is that Al-Kidin, he would be makel in a situation where it's clear to the audience. Nikradin, he would be makel in a situation where it's clear to the audience that it's not kishiv, that's some sort of a sleight of the hand, but he doesn't want to rely on that heter unless he needs to. We find the exact same approach in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaHagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tof Nun He. He says that there is no Issa Kishif when it's obvious that it's just a sleight of the hand. And he even quotes that his father-in-law told him in the name of the Chazon Ish that when the audience knows that this is not Kishif, the Chazon Ish also held that it was mutter. But, he says, even though he's clearly being Mekel, he says we need to be concerned about Marasan. People don't necessarily know what's happening here. And because of the concern of Maris Ayin, therefore, we have to be concerned. And he says, even if the magician will make an announcement that this is not Kishif, we still have the concern because maybe there's somebody who's not going to be there at the exact moment when this announcement's being made. So he'll be there to see these tricks, but he won't be there for the announcement. So it seems that his approach, he says apparently that there were, he uses a name which I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing right, Kantring, which apparently there used to be a trick where it seems like somebody's burning his hat and then all of a sudden the hat appears. It didn't get burned. He says, since everybody knows that this is not really, in a case where everybody knows that this is not really any kishif, then we can be more lenient. In a situation where people don't realize that that is the case, we need to take a stricter approach. And generally, he says, it was never the minig, it was never the custom by Klal Yisrael that people should do kishif, so it's not something that we should get into. There's also interesting tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Tzela Chochma, Chelek Dalet, Simen Yud Gimel. It also discusses the Shailam, also quotes the Mar Mekoymus that we've been discussing in these Shiurim, but he takes somewhat of a different approach. It's quite obvious that he also agrees with Ramosha Shterbuch, that it's hard to say that what we know as magic should be awesome. But he says that there are two types of magic tricks. He says there are magic tricks that are done by the sleight of the hand. He says that kind of a magic trick, even though maybe we could find a theorem, but clearly based on the Rambam and the Bach and the Shach and the Ramah, and the Chachmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who also machmer, we shouldn't be making. Even with announcements. If, however, he says, if somebody's doing a magic trick, like we mentioned in the previous year, that he starts with a rope and he ends with a snake, or even though it's all sleight of the hand, it still should not be done. But he says, there's another magic trick. Somebody opens up his hand and he has two coins. And then he closes his hand and there's only one coin. He says, interesting, what happened? He says the coins that he had in his hand were hollow. So when he closed his hand, he pushed one coin into the other coin. He says that isn't considered even an achizas einayim. You're just pushing something into a hole. And that type of magic, it's clear. I think what he's trying to say, because it's hard to analyze and evaluate independently every type of magic trick, what I think he's trying to suggest is that it depends on if it's obvious to the audience that this is some sort of a trick that's being done with the materials that you're doing the trick with, there we could be more makel. Whereas where it's just being done because of the chizas einayim of the kalus, the sleight of your hand, maybe there he takes a stricter approach.